Elva, we start with an annual event in Columbus, New Mexico. Every year, the people of Columbus mark a very important date in 1916, and you have a wonderful feature on this in Desert Exposure.
So on March 9th in 1916, it was Pancho Villa brought his men over the border for the only time that they ever attacked in the United States. And they did that in Columbus, New Mexico, where 18 Americans were killed and somewhere between 100 and 400 of Villa's followers also died and left the town of Columbus in a smoldering ruins. And they remember that every year now and commemorate it.
Yeah, you can just feel the history there for folks who are listening who haven't been out to Columbus and crossed the border into Palomas. It's a great day trip to do that. We move on to New Mexico State University, and Mike Cook has an article about the LGBT plus programs there.
So there are a good number of services, LGBT plus offices at the office. They've accomplished many things in recent years, like gender neutral bathrooms, the adoptions of a name preferred rule on campus. And the article also talks about the hosting of Thursday night student groups, among many other things that happen there.
Lots of stuff going on there. And we move to Silver City and the arts and some interesting new galleries.
So on Bullard Street in Silver City, there are some really cool new galleries. Fringe Art is one of them, and Animalia Studio. And they bring some eclectic choices to Bullard Street, from some patchwork creatures to some creative clothing options.
All right, we move to TRC, and a preview of a performance sounds like a lot of fun.
So Dr. Lucky's Blue Review is a grown-up variety show featuring comedy, burlesque, variety, arts, and drag with a touch of blue humor. All this happens at the relatively new Truth or Consequences Brewing Company on Saturday, March 23rd.
All right, and a show for adults. And back to Silver City, we have an artist profile in Silver City in Desert Exposure.
So Silver City potter Romain Biguet has been there for many years and graduated from Western New Mexico University. He channels the Navajo tradition and history as he creates his pottery on the wheel and uses his own handmade carving tools. His work includes everything from the Code Talkers to the experiences as a teacher and things he's learned from his students.
Okay. Finally, in Desert Exposure in March, you have a regular column called Living on Wheels. What do we have this month?
So author Sheila Souter this month talks about the advantages of having mini RVs, which offer campers freedom, flexibility, comfort, and security without having to have a large truck or a super vehicle to be pulling them around. Okay. It's kind of like having a tent rather than a full-size camper.
Yeah, still have some conveniences, but you can pull it with a much smaller vehicle. Very interesting. Living on Wheels, and a very popular column in Desert Exposure. Elva, thanks so much for sharing some of the features in the March edition.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.